You were holding Daf Pei Tes Samar Aleph. Again, the last Gemara was that the Yom Arov, Arova said that Bishar Shom Avraham Avinu, the reward like that we received because Avraham Avinu said this pasuk go again on top of Daf Pei Tes Samar Aleph, that he said in Mechut V'Yatzroich Nal, that if he said like I did not even take a thread or also a shoe strap, so Zocho Bonov, the Klai Yisrael was Zocho L'Shtei Mitzvahs, two mitzvahs. We was there to the mitzvah of tzitzis that we have the mitzvah, we have the mitzvah of tchelis on it, the blue wool, and who adin who ritzua shel tefillin was there with the mitzvah of tefillin. We have the straps of tefillin. Hemashma that we have hanor from these mitzvahs, we have some enjoyment. So more so, let's see. Bishlemi ritzua shel tefillin. I understand why from the mitzvah of tefillin it's considered that klai so we have hanor from the mitzvah of tefillin. The Rashi says, "Yikahano dechsev yirum emeko." But the pasuk says, "It's part of the Mor says." The pasuk says, "Verol kam meyoritz ki shem Hashem nikro lecho." All the goyim will see that Hashem's name is upon us. And v'tani we learned that Reb Elezer Hagadol Omer, "Elu tefillin shabrosh." This goes on tefillin shabrosh. It means when we wear our tefillin on our head, so when the goyim see it, they'll be afraid of us. So that's called hanor we have, the fact that the goyim will be afraid of us. That's very good. The Mor says, Elo chutshot tchilis mahi. Like what type of hanor do we have from the mitzvah of tchilis, this blue string that's on the tzitzis? So Mor says, yes, the tiny belong like this. Rabbi Meir says, Ma nishtana tchilis mikol ha-tzivoynim. How come the Torah picked this color of tchilis? What's special about the tchilis, the color of this blue dye for the mitzvahs of tchelis? So the Mor explains, Mifnesha tchelis doim liyam, because the color of tchelis is doim to the yam, and posha because the chalozon, the fish, comes out from the yam. Like Rashi says, shachalozon min hayamhu is oila achas l'shiv mishana, the special fish comes up once in 70 years. Umar is doim liyam, and the color of its blood is like the color of the yam itself. The yam, Rashi says, on royim shadoim l'rikiyah. The ocean we see, it's like the sky. Or a kila sapir, v'sapil a kisya covered. The Chziv Rashi says, v'tachas raglov k'mais livnas ha-sapir. V'uketzam ha-shemayim. Rashi's Alma, we see shemayim is doimel a-sapir, that the shemayim is also doimel a-sapir. V'sapir, that's the kisya covered, the Chziv k'mar evan sapir, tumus kisay. K'shakarash baruch hu, therefore Rashi says, u'k'shakarash baruch hu mistako v'kisya covered shaloi. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at his special crown, his special chair, his special kisa covered, is niska the mitzvah zu, he remembers this mitzvah, she keneged kol mitzvahs, he remembers this mitzvah of tzitzis, of tchilis, which is keneged all the mitzvahs. Yes, the Gemara says like this. Again, the Gemara says that why is tchilis different, mikol ha-tzivoynim, b'vnei she tchilis doim liyam, that the color of the tchelis is blue, is doima to the sea. The yam doima l'rikiya, and the yam is doima the same thing as the sky. Or rikiya doima l'yevan sapir, and the sky resembles the color of the sapir. The yevan sapir, this precious stone, also resembles doima l'kisya kovid, and resembles the same color as the kisya, the Kodesh Baruch Hu's throne. The Pasuk says, v'yiru eselakei Yisrael, to be able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the tachas raglav underneath his feet. Well, it says right away in Yecheskel, it says in Yecheskel, kamar evan sapir demus kisei, that the demus, the color of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kisei covered, is doima to the evan of the sapir. So the kitzah, that's the same color as this dam chalozen. Like Rashi says, the pshat is that all we have is that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at his kisei covered, he remembers the way we have this special mitzvah of tchelis. He remembers us l'toivo, and because of that, we have hano. Omer Rebbe Abba, kosher gezel hanechal. It's very hard gezel if you stole something and you ate it up. It's not around. Shafilu tzadikim gemurim enyim chelum lachziroi. That even though you're a tzadik gomer, but you just can't be mekayem the mitzvahs of hashava if you ate it up. Rashi says hanechal means hagoizel b'yoch. You steal something and you eat it. Karshu lasashu, very hard to do tshuva. Shinema, the Pasuk says in Bereishis, Belodai raka sher ochlo hanorim. Like Avraham Avinu was going to give back everything only for what the Norim, what they ate. In other words, that they ate, he couldn't return. That he couldn't return. So that's called kosher gezel. The Ibis Dikim Gemurim cannot return this. Omer Reb Yechanan, Mishum Reb Loza B'Rebi Shimon, that Komokam Shata Moitzei Dvorosh Reb Leza B'Noi, Shreb Yosi Aglil Libi Hagoda, anytime you find over Memra in Hagoda that was said over from Reb Leza B'Noi Shreb Yosi Aglili, Hishno Aseyos Necho Kiafaxis, means listen to him very carefully. Listen to the way he dashens. He knows how to dashen the psukim very well. Some sefach is like a funnel. Right inside it says here, shalach Allah, shalha rechayim. The kids, I mean, listen very well to what he says. He knows how to dashen the psukim very well. And one drasha is like this. The pasuk says in Devarim, loy merubchem mikolamim choshek Hashem bochem. It's not because Klal Yisrael is the majority of the people of the nation that Hashem loves us. Not because we're merubah. Rashi says, "Lefi shein atem marbim atzmechem, el b'mayatim." Just the opposite. We don't think great upon ourselves, but we b'mayatim ourselves. The thinker therefore kosh bruch had cheshek with us. Like it says, "Ki atem hamat," meaning with a small amount, meaning to say, "We're mayatim atzmechem banovam." So we have the mid of a novel. We're humble. What does that mean to say? That Omel and Mor says, "Omel am a kosh bruch hu li Yisrael." A kosh bruch was set to Klal Yisrael. I have a lot of cheshek, I have a lot of desire for you. Why? Sha'afilu b'sho, shani mashpilachan gedulam. Even at the time when I put a lot of greatness upon you, atemamatem atzmechem. You humble yourself, you make yourself like nothing. What's the pshat? Lefi, mamatem atzmechem lefona, you humble yourself in front of me. That means, nasati gedulu yavrom, I gave greatness to Avram Avinu. Omelephone, what did Hashem say back to me? V'anochi ofer v'efer, I'm nothing, I'm like ashes and dust. L'moshe v'yaron, because Baruch Hu gave greatness to Moshe v'yaron. Oma, they said back, v'nachnu mo, what are we? We're like nothing. L'dovr, Hashem gave greatness to Dovr HaMelech. Omer Yosef said, he said, v'anochi telas v'lo yish, I'm like a worm, I'm not like a person. He had this midah of anova. Av, that's why Kodesh Baruch Hu loves Klal Yisrael. But the other nations, the Goyim, Einem Kain, they're not like this. Nosati Gedulu L'Nimrod, because Baruch Hu gave greatness to Nimrod. Rashi says, Molach B'dor HaFlog, he was the king then. And that's why his name was called Nimrod. Rashi says, Shehimrid Kol Olam B'machusoy, Allah Kodesh Baruch Hu, he made all the people rebel when he was the king against the Kodesh Baruch Hu. But Hashem gave greatness, gave him the kingdom. Omer, what did Nimrod do? He said, let us go build the city. He thought he was so great, he thought he could fight against Hashem. Leparo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave greatness to the king Paro. Omri said, Mi Hashem, who is HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He thought he was greater than Hashem. Sancheriv, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave greatness to Sancheriv. Omri said, Mi B'chol Elohei HaRotzois, who is any god like all the nations that are greater than me? He thought he was greater. L'Nebuchadnezzar, Hashem gave greatness to Nebuchadnezzar. Omri said, Ela b'mesayav. Like he said, he'll go up on top of the clouds. He thought he was greater. L'Chiram Melech Tzur, Hashem gave greatness to Chiram, the king of Tzur. Omri also said, Moshev Elohim, Yoshavti b'lev yamin. Like his seat, he sits with the God in the middle of the oceans. He thought he was greater. So Kitzur, that's why Kodesh Baruch Hu chose to love Klal Yisrael, because we have the midah of anova of humbleness. Omar Rav says, "V'tayma sam say Reb Yechanon, Godol shenema b'Moshe v'Yaron Yosef v'Mashenema v'Yavrom." It's greater praise about our Moshe v'Yaron than it says about Avram. Dilu b'Avram k'tiv by Avram. It says, "V'noichi yofer v'efer." Avram said upon himself, "He's like the ashes and like dust." That was his midah of anova. But Dila b'Moshe v'Yaron, Moshe v'Yaron, it says that they said upon themselves, "Anachnu ma, like what are we? We come out like nothing." They had a bigger midah v'anova than Avram. V'yom Arov v'item Reb Yechanon ein oilo miskayim ele b'shvil Moshe v'Yaron. The world is only in existence now is miskayim because of the schus of Moshe v'Yaron. K'sivoch, it says over here, "Anachnu ma, what are we?" Or k'sivos misal posuk niyov. Toil Eretz al Blima. Rashi says it means Toil Eretz means Aschus the world exists on the rewards, chus, oisa, and shenechshu of lima, to those people that made themselves like nothing, like Moshe Biyar, when they said, v'nachnu ma, because of them, the world is us called Torah Eretz Ablima. And now this, Omer Rebbe Loi, Ein Oile Miskayim, the world is only in existence, Ele Bishvil Mi, She Boileye Mesatzmoy Bishas Meriva. When he has an argument, he just keeps quiet, he could hold himself back. Rashi says, Soigeris Piv, V'doim Lebe Bechoris, Piv Beluyim Raglim Mebomis. He could just keep himself quiet, Bishas an argument. Means he's not Mabim Machlekas, he tries to make Shalom. Shneimer the Pasuk says, Toil Eretz Ablima. Means Ablima means a person that keeps himself quiet. Rabbi Avua Omar, Mishemesim Atzmoi Kimishenoi. Somebody makes himself like he's nothing, he makes himself like another humbleness. That's what the world exists on. Shneimer the Pasuk says, Umitachas Royas Oilam. Rashi says, I mean, Mishenidras Tachas Akel. The people that humble themselves below everybody. Who's the Rayas Olam? Those are really the strong people that hold the world up. Now, Omer Rebbe Yitzchok, my dichsev, what does the Pasuk say? Ha'umnom Elam Tzedek, Tidaberun Meshorim Tishpetu B'nei Odom. Like in silence they speak righteousness, and they judge uprightly the people. So what does the Pasuk mean to say? That ma'om nosoi shel oylom b'olam hazeh, what should really be a person's business in this world, is yosim atzma kilim. He should make himself silent. He should make himself like he can't talk. So Mora says, no, just don't talk. He won't speak lashon hara. He'll have a midav anovam. Just make yourself like an ilim. Rashi says, umnas yofi ilim. That's the best thing, just to be quiet. Tamura says, Yochel, I would have thought to say, after Divrei Torah, maybe who didn't should not talk in learning either. Talmud Lerman, the Pasuk says, no, Tzedek Tedaberun, that you should talk in learning, that you're allowed to talk, that's good to talk in. Yochel, I would have thought to say, Yag is Daitoi, if so you have right to become like a baga arrogant. Tamura says, Talmud Lerman, the Pasuk says, no, Meshorim Tishpetu B'nei Yodam, means judge the people B'nei Yodam. Rashi says, Meshorim means Kimesher, Eretz Chaloka, smooth ground, Shanet, easy to trot upon. In other words, don't lift, don't make yourself haughtiness, but keep yourself low. That's like Meshorim. Omer Rebbe Zera, Vitei Meraba Bar Yimio, Mechasin V'yof Yirnidachas. Back to the midst of Kisyadam, the case with the city worshipped the Avodah Zorah, where they'd have the burn it, have the din of Yirnidachas, Lochriz, the dust of that city, you're allowed to use to be mekayim in the midst of kisi adam, that he used the ear, the offer of the ear nidachas. And the Havmin Rashi says this, it means eifas refos, the Havmin was allowed to use the ashes that you burnt. More is the question via my why? How could you use the eifer of the ear nidachas for the midst of kisi adam? The churi suri hano, it's also bano. So if you're doing the midst, you're having hano, how could you use the eifer to mekayim in the midst of kisi adam? Rashi says, the chsiva says, la yidbak. You can't have any hanor from it at all. Somewhere says, it means the dirt, the dust of the ground, not the ashes that was burnt. Rashi says, ofar karka means the dust of the ground. The pasuk says, v'yaskol shalala tikva etzaltoich rechava, like all the utensils, all the things of the city, gather them together. V'saraft, and you should burn them. They're all asabano. But we darsh in me, shein the mechusin al kvitzos reifa. What do you have to burn? Only things like utensils that you could move, gather them together and burn them. But yotzezeh, something like karka, anything that's mechubel karka, shein mechusin tlish, you first have to uproot it from the ground. Kvitz, and then gather it together, sreif and burn it, there's no mitzvah. So kitzah, the dirt of the ir nedachas is not also bano. So you're allowed to use the dust of the ir nedachas for the mitzvahs kisyadam. Rava says no. It could even be allowed to use the ashes of things that were burnt. The question is, it's also bano. So the answer is, Rava says, mitzvah is lav lehenes nitnu, that you're not having hanor from mitzvahs. So even though the efer is also bano, but it's not called you having hanor from the mitzvah. Rashi says, kisi adam mitzvah v'loi hanor, sha mitzvah shenostun liyisrael, the fact that Kosh Baruch Hu gave us mitzvahs, ler lehenes nitnu, it wasn't given for us to have enjoyment from it. Stamas Exeris HaMelech, we have to do it. So therefore, you let a cover, even with the offer, the Eser Hanoah of your Nidachas. Mor says, Yosef Ravin Ravin was sitting down. Okomololo Shemarit, he was saying over this halacha. Seisvei Rav Ruchumi L'Ravina. Rav Ruchumi asked the question to Ravina. It says a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that Shofar L'Shabbat HaKavim. If you have a Shofar from an Avodah Zarah, it's lo yitoka, but you're not allowed to use it for the mitzvah Kiyas Shofar. So my love doesn't mean to say im tokala yotzed, even if you blew with it, still you're not yotza. Why? Because since it's also no, you can't do mitzvahs with it. I, according to Rava, since mitzvahs lav lehenes nitni, you should be mekayem the mitzvah. So where it says loy, that's not what the Braisa means to say. It means im tokala yotzed enechnami. For the yevet, if you blew with it, you would be yotza the mitzvah. Rashi says, the lav hanoi, it's not called yaving hanoi, from blowing the shofar. But still, it's like disgusting, it's not nice to use such a type of a shofar. So you should not use it. But if you did blow with it, you would be mekayem the mitzvah. Same halacha, it says, lulav shalav ha'aretz gezovim. You have a lulav that came off a tree, not yashera, is lo yito, do not take from it lechatchila. So my love, the havinah doesn't mean to say, you're not loyos, even if the yevet took it, you're not yotza. So here you see, since it's also bano, it's also to use for a mitzvah. So where it says, no, it could be a noto yotza. If you take the lulav from an atz, from the avodah zarah, maybe with the yevet you would be yotza the mitzvah. So where's the question over? Tani, we learn clearly. Lo yotza. Talk al lo yotza, learn clearly. If you take the shofar shel avodah zarah and blow it, you're not yotza the mitzvah. Not al lo yotza. If you take the lulav shel avodah zarah, not yotza the mitzvah. So here you see clearly, even though, not like Rava, that by mitzvah, that if it's lost, by no, you can't be mekayem the mitzvah with it. So Meren says, Omer Ravashi Yochi Yashta, what's one of do with the other? Hosom Shiurei Binon, by the mitzvah shofar, or by